Steps to take if you're facing debt collector harassment in Chicago. Getting phone calls from debt collectors can be scary and stressful, especially when they keep calling, send messages that make you feel anxious, or say things that sound like threats. Knowing you're not alone and have rights is important if such an incident happens to you in Chicago. Many people face the same situation and don't realize there are steps they can take to make it stop. In this guide, we'll discuss clear steps to deal with debt collector harassment. These steps can help protect you, stop the harassment, and get you on the path to feeling more in control of your money and your life. How to respond to debt collector harassment in Chicago. Debt collectors are allowed to contact you about money you owe, but there are rules they have to follow. If they violate those rules, it is considered harassment, and you are not required to tolerate it. Some collectors push those limits, hoping you won't know their actions are wrong. The good news is that laws protect you, and you can get help from trusted legal teams like Justice Consumer Law, which helps people in Chicago stand up for their rights. Understand what counts as harassment. Not every call from a debt collector is inappropriate. If they call too often, use harsh words, or disturb your work or family, that's not okay. When debt collectors act this way, it stops being about collecting money and starts becoming harassment. It's against the law for debt collectors to call you more than 7 times in a week, use robocalls, or leave recorded voicemails. Without permission, talk to your boss or family about your debt. Keep calling after you've asked them to stop. Justice Consumer Law assists clients in determining when a debt collector has overreached itself and what steps they can take to address the situation. Our goal is to make sure you know your rights and feel confident taking the next steps to protect yourself. Keep track of every call and message. One of the smartest things you can do is write everything down. If a collector calls you, take notes. Keep a copy of any letters or texts they send. This step helps you stay organized and builds a clear record of what's happening. Write down the date and time, what they said, how did it make you feel. This information is very important. It can help your lawyer prove that the collector broke the rules. Detailed notes show that you took the situation seriously and strengthened your case. We constantly use these records when helping our clients. Ask the collector to prove the debt. You have the right to ask the collector to prove that you owe the money. The process is called debt verification, which you can legally request. They should send you something in writing within 5 days of their first contact. This document should say, how much do you owe, who the money is owed to, how can you challenge the debt? If they don't send this proof, or if something doesn't look right, that's a sign that the debt might not even be real or that the collector is trying to trick you. Ignoring these signs can lead to bigger problems, so acting quickly is important. Our team helps people check these letters and understand what they mean. Tell them to stop calling you if the collector keeps bothering you, even after you've asked them to stop. You can send them a cease and desist letter. This letter tells them they are not allowed to contact you anymore. It's a strong way to stand up for yourself and make it clear that you know your rights. Once they get this letter, the only reasons they can contact you are to say they won't contact you again, to let you know they plan to take legal action. If they keep calling after that, they're breaking the law. Ignoring a cease and desist letter is a serious violation. You don't have to face it alone. At Justice Consumer Law, we help people write this letter correctly and ensure it's sent properly. Consult a lawyer familiar with consumer law. You don't have to face debt collector harassment alone. Talking to a lawyer can make a big difference. The team at Justice Consumer Law, based in Orland Park and helping clients in Chicago, is here for you. We're here not only to stop the calls, but also to take action if the debt collector has acted improperly. You might even be able to get money back if the harassment has hurt you emotionally or financially. Best of all, our help comes with no risk to you. You won't have to bear any financial burden. If we win, the collector has to pay our fees. You don't have to pay if we lose. That means no bills and no worries. Learn more about how we help stop debt collection harassment. File a complaint with the right agency. You can file a complaint with a government office to make your voice heard even more. Some options are the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, the Illinois Attorney General's Office, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, These groups investigate companies that receive many complaints. Filing a complaint shows that you won't stay silent and can also help others who might be dealing with the same problem. If you need assistance, we can guide you through the process of filing these complaints. Conclusion. You have the power to make the harassment stop if you're in Chicago and dealing with debt collector harassment. Remember this. You are not powerless. You have rights. You have options. And you can take action to stop the calls and feel safe again. The first step might feel hard, but you don't have to take it alone. At Justice Consumer Law, we work daily to protect people like you. Whether it's stopping the harassment, checking if the debt is real, or helping you get justice, we're here to stand beside you. We aim to make the process less stressful and give you the confidence to move forward. Take the first step toward peace of mind. Contact us today and let's fight back together. FAQs. Debt collector harassment in Chicago. What is debt collector harassment? It's when a debt collector breaks the rules, like calling you too many times, using robocalls, being rude, or contacting your family or job without asking. Can they call me at work? Only if you've said it's okay. If not, calling your job is against the law. Will I have to pay for a lawyer? At Justice Consumer Law, you will never incur any out-of-pocket expenses. If we win, the law makes the collector pay our fees. You owe us nothing if we lose. Are voicemails allowed? Only if they don't use robocalls or pre-recorded messages. Otherwise, they may be breaking the law. What if I think the debt isn't real? You can ask for proof. The collector must send you a letter with the details. They must refrain from contacting you further if they cannot do so.